streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com, or download the app today.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It's Hour 3. We're live in Los Angeles. This is The Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, FS1. So here's the story. We're going to update you on this. So The Athletic had a story this morning. Russell Wilson is beyond frustrated with the Seattle Seahawks. I've been on this for some time. When Paul Allen passed away, owner of the Seahawks, they gave the franchise to his sister, who is not as into it as Paul. So she doesn't have the thumb on Pete Carroll, which Paul Allen did. Paul Allen made sure Pete Carroll had somebody to answer to. He no longer does. John Snyder almost left for Detroit because he didn't even have personnel say as the general manager. But then Seattle probably overpaid him, so he stayed. And then Russell Wilson wants out. The feeling in Seattle, I've been told this by multiple sources, Russell's frustrated, bad offensive line play, outdated schemes. He has no say in anything. The Athletic article basically told you what we've been telling you for a month to 2 months. Russell's not happy. And so Russell Wilson today, according to his agent, Mark Rogers, he does not, God, for a day for me to forget my phone at the hotel. He does not want to be traded, and he would prefer to play in Seattle. But he is given four teams that he would play for. So Russell has a no-trade clause, so he controls all this. He can go where he wants to go, and players should have this. Star players should have this. He's been in the NFL 9 years. Cowboys, Saints, Raiders, Bears. Now, those four teams are very interesting. Are we sure all four have a great coach? No. Are we sure all four have great defenses to help him? No. Do all four have great offensive lines? No. Do all four have winning Super Bowl rosters? No. What do all four have in common? They're all cool cities. Dallas, New Orleans, Vegas, and Chicago. He's married to Ciara. That to me, Gisele Bündchen had a lot of say with Brady. We broke the story on Brady to Tampa. Gisele wanted Miami. That was her choice. Because in the fashion and modeling community, Miami, Los Angeles, New York are the three cities in America where there's a lot of business done between, you know, Europe and London and South America and Miami. So she wanted Miami. The compromise was, I'll go to the Florida team. We're not going to Jacksonville. How about Tampa? Because they got good players and we're close to Miami. And that was the compromise, I was told. So those are cool cities. They don't all have four great coaches. They don't have great defenses. They don't have Super Bowl rosters. The wife has a say in this. That's what it feels like. Russell's made his money. Russell's going to be a Hall of Fame player. Now, I do think, let's talk first about Dallas. They've got Dak Prescott. And you're going to have to pay Dak Prescott close to what Russell Wilson is. So is Dallas saying to themselves, if we can get Russell for Dak, we got to pay both 35. Why not go for it? I can see Dallas being interested. I can be. I can. I mean, yeah, I mean, if Dak's number's 35 and I'm paying Russell 35, Russell's better than Dak. Now, the downside for Russell Wilson is Dallas's offensive line is old and lasts about six games and falls apart, and the defense stinks. And to be honest with you, it'd be a downgrade in coaching. I don't think that's the best spot. I don't for Russell Wilson. Let's talk Saints. Good offensive line, great roster. I don't know how they'd make it work, and a great coach. So I can see him being totally in tune with that. Absolutely. And he'd get Tom Brady twice a year, and he'd like it. Now, their offensive line's very good, and the coach is good, and it's a great general manager. So if I was Russell Wilson, if you're asking me, this is where I'd want to go. I'd want to go to the Saints. I get a creative offensive coach. I think Mickey Loomis is as good as any NFL GM in the draft. Gail Benson, they run a pretty tight ship down there. You know, listen, I would just move off. I mean, Russell never gets hurt. I just tell Jameis it was fun. Good luck. And I'd move off Taysom Hill. Cause they pay Taysom a lot of money. If you could look that up, Joy, I don't have my phone. I left it at a hotel. Can you get out of the Taysom Hill contract? The Saints to me is the no brainer. And the other thing about the Saints is the Saints have a lot of good players. So the Saints could give draft picks and players to Seattle. That's not a bad thing. They could give Seattle multiple players and multiple picks. Then there's the Raiders. I don't know if Gruden can coach right now, and I don't know if Mike Mayock can draft. That would be my last choice. There's too many questions with the Raiders. I do think their offensive line is top 10 in the league. They have a great tight end. They have a really good running back. They have some very nice offensive pieces. But do I want to go in a division with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid twice a year? I mean, I'm already leaving the best division in football. It'd be nice to get a break. Get a little break. And then the fourth is the Bears, where I like Matt Nagy. Don't love the GM, Ryan Pace. Defense is Super Bowl worthy, but it's a very shaky offensive line. And if Allen Robinson, the wide receiver, leaves, they got nothing. They got Tariq Cohen and a bunch of nothing. So to me, if I had to rank the four, I would say New Orleans, one. Dallas, because I do love their offensive pieces. I would say Saints 1, Dallas 2, Chicago 3 because of their defense. You'd be in a lot of good games. And also, you get the Detroit Lions twice, and Minnesota's, you know, okay. And I get to face Aaron Rodgers, who I wouldn't mind doing that.
So, I think the Saints is the best.
Slam dunk. Yeah, I mean, listen, if you can tell a quarterback, you get a great coach and a great GM.
The Saints have a good defense, too.
Oh, yeah. But they're going to have – there's good – they're – they'll be able to maintain their offensive line. Alex would tell me in my ear, our NFL guru, they've drafted so well in so many areas. They got a couple of great O-linemen that I think are locked into contracts for a while.
The Saints have the least cap space among all teams in the NFL entering next season.
Oh, yeah. And I don't think it's close.
They are $69.5 million over the cap.
They're $100 million over the cap.
69.5. So they would have to. They would have to.
But here's the thing: if I'm Seattle, you could give them a wide receiver. I mean, you could honestly, you could move Michael Thomas there because they have Emmanuel Sanders, and New Orleans would figure out how to get. They'll draft well. You could get Pete may want a running back. You've got Alvin Kamara. You've got Michael Thomas.
I mean, when they want, what are they going to do with quarterback?
Well, the question is, if Pete would get, give me Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara, and for a year, I'll be average at quarterback, but my pieces will be so good. I mean, DK Metcalf.
They're probably going to want draft picks, too.
They will. There's no question.
I think the report was that it's the starting price for Russell Wilson was
three first rounders. Well, I'm not giving you Russell Wilson for three first rounders. Remember, general managers don't want just picks. I mean, Pete Carroll's history of drafting in the first round, he's hit one home run in the first round, Earl Thomas. That's it. Now, Pete's hit a lot of home runs in the second, third, fourth, fifth. His first round stuff's been pretty dubious. He and John Schneider. And I don't love all this. Rashad Penny was a terrible pick. James Carpenter was a terrible pick.
Well, you couldn't move just picks anyway because you'd have to move
right.
Some around for the cap.
So if, let's say it's the Saints. If I'm Pete Carroll, I'm John Schneider, I say, give me three firsts and I want two players. And by the way, New Orleans is probably like, we got to move some guys. So, you know, and I'd have to look at the numbers, but Michael Thomas is a guy that last year, you know, if you have Michael Thomas, DK Metcalf, you wouldn't have to be a superstar quarterback team for a year. Michael Thomas may be a guy they move. And again, the NFL furnishes, college football furnishes the NFL with 25 receivers a year. So I think I'd try to move off of Michael, and I like Michael Thomas, but I'd move off of Michael Thomas. No, I don't think Pete would take Cameron Jordan at this point. He's expensive.
And if you look at the division, that is the division that makes the most sense. I mean, obviously the NFC East, but when you look at you're leaving, to your point, one bad offensive line for another shaky offensive line.
Once again, no New York teams. He's not interested. I mean, New York, you tell me, outside of Kevin Durant, I mean, Kevin Durant starts it, but New York teams, most athletes don't want to pay those taxes, plan that weather, and have those lousy owners in front offices. No New York teams included. He wants to go to Dallas, New Orleans, Vegas, or Chicago, and I don't blame him. I think the Saint is, listen, Mickey Loomis is a smart dude. He'd figure out a way to make it work. By the way, why couldn't you do this? Just for a year. Give him Jameis for a year. Give him Jameis, Michael Thompson, and three first-round picks. Jameis is fine for a year. Although, no, that wouldn't work. Pete Carroll, he hates turnovers. Taysom Hill. Give us Taysom Hill for a year. 1 year, Michael Thomas, and four first-rounders. I would do that in a second with Mickey Loomis. In a second. I don't know. I'm just having so much fun with the
playing
story.
GM and the so best. Fun. No.
Okay, so we are going to do Daniel Jeremiah comes up next, and we'll give you more on this story when it comes out. We're going to draft the first round with Daniel Jeremiah. We're going to do a live draft. Now we're only going to do 16 picks. I would have done the whole first round, but I get talkative, and we'd be here till Saturday. So Daniel Jeremiah, who is a former NFL scout with the Ravens, the Browns, the Eagles, he's part of a lot of good classes. He'll be joining us next. I'm very excited for this.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook,
an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. All for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Good to have you in Hour 3, so I've been teasing this for a couple hours. Daniel Jeremiah was an NFL scout for multiple teams. He's now the broadcaster for the Chargers game, Move the Sticks podcast. This is what he does. He breaks down tape. He breaks down film. And I thought, you know what I want to do here? I want to draft live who I would draft. And I don't face any institutional pressure. He's a former scout, so all his buddies will watch this, and he can't screw up. So there's a lot of pressure on him. There's no pressure on me. And my theory on the draft, I never buy this whole draft the best player available. I've never bought into that. Belichick says that's all he does, but it's a bunch of nonsense. Nate Solder wasn't the best player available. They needed a left tackle. Sony Michel wasn't the best player available. They needed a running back because they lost one to Tennessee. What do I need? I mean, if I have the defensive front for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I probably don't need, I mean, I guess I could draft if I lose Shaq Barrett, but bottom line is Atlanta is a prime example. Atlanta needs a pass rush. Like, Atlanta needs some great athletes in the front seven. I don't think they need a quarterback. I think Matt Ryan's going to be great under Arthur Smith for the next 2 years. He finally gets an offensive coach, and I think Matt Ryan's 35. I think he's going to have two really good years. He's too expensive to move. So I don't buy that. You know, I got a quarterback. Matt Ryan's top 12 quarterback in the league. I don't feel like I need a quarterback. What I need is a little bit of a rearrangement of his contract if I could do that, but I like Matt Ryan. So here we go. Let's bring on Daniel Jeremiah. All right, a lot of pressure. Lot of pressure. I just want you to know there's a lot of eyes on you right now. I'd hate to see you fold like a deck chair under this pressure. You ready to go?
I've got the Sharpie here. And as we get started, Colin, in case anybody was ever wondering how Sam Bowie got picked ahead of Michael Jordan, Colin just laid out his whole philosophy for how that happened.
Okay, smart guy. All right, first pick, Joy Taylor. Who's got the first pick?
The first pick in the NFL draft is the Jacksonville Jaguars. DJ, you're on the clock.
All right, I'm not going to waste too much time here. Let's save some time for the rest of the segment because I'm going to go Trevor Lawrence here for the obvious reasons. He's the best player in the draft. He's the best quarterback in the draft. And Urban Meyer didn't come back for any other reason than to get Trevor Lawrence.
Solid pick. I like your pick. Not gonna. That would have been my first pick too. All right.
All right. Number two is the New York Jets. Colin, who are you picking?
Okay. They have a lot of needs: corner, edge rusher, wide receiver, running back. I can get everything they need later in the draft. I suspect they'll trade this pick, but we're not going to do trades in this pick. What they cannot get is a tight end like Kyle Pitts, who I think is the best athlete in the draft. He will own the middle of the field day one in the league. They drafted a star receiver last year. They can get a running back. Remember, they have multiple thirds, multiple firsts, seconds. They can get an. This is a deep offensive line class. There is no player like Pitts available later in the draft. He is the best tight end prospect perhaps since Kellen Winslow. I think he's an unbelievable talent. I know it's crazy. I'm going Kyle Pitts, Florida.
All right, I don't hate that pick if this is the Sam plan, right? If you're obviously right. Sticking with Sam Darnold going forward. To me, Kyle Pitts, I can make a case for Kyle Pitts as the second best wide receiver in this draft. He just so happens to be a tight end.
Right.
So very unique skill set. So under the Sam plan, I don't hate that pick there, Colin.
All right, number three, the Miami Dolphins. DJ, who you got?
All right, they stick with Tua here, Joy. Team Tua continues to fight on. And we're going to go ahead and get him some help and a weapon. We're not going to go back to Alabama. We're going to go to LSU, get Ja'Marr Chase, who is the best wide receiver in this draft class, who's going to be able to do a lot of stuff after the catch with Tua.
Gosh, I had him going later. Oh, brother. Okay, yeah, he's by the way, if you ever want to watch somebody who's guaranteed to be great his first game in the NFL, go watch his YouTube talent. He literally looks like an NFL player. He looks like an elite NFL receiver on his college tape. He is unbelievable. Okay, Joe, I'm ready.
He's a faster Anquan Boldin.
Yeah.
Number four, Atlanta Falcons. Colin, who you
taking? Okay, I'm not going to go quarterback. I can't get rid of Matt for 2 years. I think he's 35. I think he's fine. Their needs are they don't have enough playmakers in their front seven. I'm going to go Micah Parsons. I think he's I think he's a wild athlete. I think he's a playmaker. I think you can. He's a great blitzer. They don't have enough playmakers on defense. Their offense last year, they were in shootouts every week. I don't need a new quarterback. They scored 30 a week. I'm going to take Micah Parsons. What do you make of that?
Off the ball linebackers, you don't traditionally see a lot of those guys go this high, but I think coming off the heels of a Super Bowl, we saw the impact with Devin White. I think there's a little bit of an impact as we go into this draft class. Big, fast, explosive. So I would take the quarterback. To me, I think I would sit there and take Zach Wilson as a gift from above. But you can take the linebacker, Colin. I'll let you do that.
All right.
All right. Number five, Cincinnati Bengals. DJ, who are you taking?
Well, the highest rated players on my board left here are a quarterback and a corner. But this has to be a draft to protect Joe Burrow. So I've got a choice that comes down to two guys I have closely graded with Penei Sewell from Oregon and Rashawn Slater from Northwestern. I'm going to surprise Colin a little bit here, and I'm going to go with Slater from Northwestern, who is a cleaner, better player on tape, and he's going to help protect Joe Burrow going forward.
Yeah, he had great tape against Chase Young. By the way, he can play interior or out. He's a little like Vera.
All five positions.
Yep.
He can play all five.
Yeah, so I don't have a problem with this at all. I don't know. Penei Sewell's got bad tape, I've heard. Slater's good. You can move him around. He's like Vera Tucker at USC. You can move him in. You can move him out. I don't mind this tape at all. Okay, now
I thought you were going to go Vera Tucker with the first, with your second pick overall there, Colin.
Only one quarterback in the top five so far. All right. Eagles, Colin, who are you taking?
Okay, so they butchered Carson Wentz. Everybody thinks they should take a quarterback. Don't you have to give Jalen Hurts a year? Are you going to support Jalen Hurts or not? I'd get him help. I'm going to take Jalen Waddle, wide receiver from Alabama, who I think is a sensational talent. I would have taken Ja'Marr Chase if he was available. I worry about Devontae Smith's size at 163 pounds. I think Waddle's unbelievable. Alabama's got a better wide receiving core than half the NFL. I think they have struggled drafting wide receiver. They went first round last year. I'm going to give Jalen Hurts at least a year to succeed. I'm going to give him 16 starts. I'm going to give him some help on the perimeter. I think their O-line is still good enough to give him time. I go Jalen Waddle.
Wow. Okay. I've already selected Zach Wilson with two of your picks. So I've got him still hanging out there right now. But look, the Eagles are a ways away. To me, it's an interesting offseason for them. Are they thinking they can kind of package this team together and make a run, or is it a scrap it and totally rebuild? So that'll go a long way in deciding what they do.
The Detroit Lions, DJ, who are they taking?
Oh my gosh, Joy. I mean, I have it written down here. I'm looking at Farley, the corner, who I think is the best corner. You've got tackle there and Penei Sewell, who's really interesting. I like Jared Goff. I know they just, you know, made that move. I'm not passing Zach Wilson if he falls to me right here. I know I've got Jared Goff. I'm taking Zach Wilson here with the Detroit Lions.
Oh, my God. You just – poor Dan Campbell. He admitted he had limited brain capacity.
He's got a 6-year contract. He's got all kinds of time for this thing.
Well, he's got limited brain capacity, according to Dan Campbell. He said it yesterday. Now you've created a quarterback controversy.
And I just call Chicago or Washington, and I trade Goff, and I get an extra pick for it. And off we go.
Oh, boy. Lord.
Carolina Panthers, Colin.
Justin Fields. It's a perfect situation. I give Teddy Bridgewater one more year as the captain of the ship. Justin Fields, a great talent. He gets a year under a super smart coach and a really good guy, Teddy Bridgewater. I think Fields is the kind of guy that he's a little erratic, but I think I can coach him out of it because I think Matt Rhule's sensational. I think he has the physical gifts that Teddy Bridgewater doesn't and that will frustrate Carolina. They went heavy defense last year in the draft. Now I'm getting my quarterback. David Tepper, by the way, is the owner. He's aggressive. He wants a star quarterback, and Justin Fields is him at number 8.
I thought you had a strictly no quarterback policy here in the top 10, Colin. You surprised me there.
All right.
All right, number 9, the Denver Broncos, DJ.
All right, so we've got a couple options here. They don't need receivers, so even though Devontae Smith's out there. I had Caleb Farley as the top corner who is still available. We still got Penei Sewell. Gosh, there's a lot of options. I'm going to say Farley. I'm going to say they have to address that secondary, so I'm going to go Caleb Farley from Virginia Tech.
He's good. You have him ranked number 1 as your corner. All right. Virginia Tech's always had good corners.
All right, number 10, the Dallas Cowboys, Colin.
I'm going to go with the second-best corner. They let go of Byron Jones, and it was obvious. They're bad at safety and corner. I'd like to rebuild the offensive line, but they've got plenty of time for that later in the draft. I'm going to go Patrick Surtain from Alabama. You know, he's a tough kid, got a lot of starts. He's played in a lot of big games and shut down a lot of people. He's got a nose for the ball. He's a playmaker. That's why Dallas has to start building the defense, and they have to, they got so much money tied up in offense, they got to save some money somewhere. So let's go defense for the Cowboys.
All right. I see they need a corner there. Pair him up with his old college teammate there, as well with Diggs. So let's go. What we got next here?
Number 11, the New York Giants, DJ.
I almost jumped you there, Joy. Thanks for stepping in. To me with the Giants, everybody's talked about playmaking. Devontae Smith still being there is awfully tempting. I know they took a tackle in the first round last year. They do it again this year. Dave Gettleman can't. If Penei Sewell's there, he's taking him. I mean, to get a big offensive lineman, protect Daniel Jones, you can play him at right or left tackle. So that's where I'd go.
Very interesting. Listen, he's a pancake guy. Now, here's what I worry about. The Pac-12 doesn't have any good edge rushers, so I don't know how good he is because he just swallowed everybody whole in the Pac-12. But he is a dominating run blocker when you watch him.
All right. Good player. Number 12, the 49ers, Colin.
Okay, here we go. Trey Lance, quarterback, North Dakota State. Trey Lance. What are you guys looking at me like that for? Listen.
I like that. I love that pick. I think that's his floor. I think that is as far as he would slide right there.
Trey Lance, listen. Garoppolo's going to stay for a year. They stink when he doesn't play. But you get a kid in that probably needs a year of grooming. I think this kid, outside of Trevor Lawrence, it would not shock me in 3 years if he's the second-best quarterback. I think he is just big, strong moves, arm. We just don't have enough tape on him, but I'm going to go with him.
Yeah, you might be one of those guys that, you know, prefer quarterbacks who've never turned the ball over and never lose. I mean, if that's your thing, you know, then you're going to like Trey Lance.
Number 13, the Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, I know what I'd take right here. I know what I'd take.
Well, I've got Devontae Smith staring at me to add to that weaponry, but I am going to play the fight song for Colin's favorite college, and I'm going to take Elijah Vera Tucker from USC.
Boom. That's exactly what I'd take. He can play. He was the best, first or second best guard in the country. Wyatt Davis was good. He played tackle this year and was very good. Now, again, tackle in the Pac-12 doesn't mean you can – they don't have a lot of edge rushers, but I think he's a really good football player. He's better than Austin Jackson, who got drafted first
round. He's going to be an all-pro. He's going to be an all-pro guard. He is really good.
All right, who we got next?
Number 14, the Minnesota Vikings, Colin.
This is hard. Okay, listen, I think they need a corner. I think Mike Zimmer loves defensive players. I'm going to say Gregory Rousseau, Miami edge rusher. I think Mike Zimmer wants to put – listen, last year – quarterbacks ate up this defense. Zimmer has a lot of, I think Mike Zimmer's a good coach who takes a ton of pride in defense. I think they have multiple needs on defense, but I think this kid's really good. And what do you like about that pick or not like?
I like him a lot. I think when you look at Danielle Hunter, you talk about long, rangy, athletic edge rushers, getting him back. That's going to be a nice combo there coming off the edge. The kid, he was a receiver and a safety in high school. Like, he hadn't even played the position that long. He walked into Miami at 15 and a half sacks before he opted out. He's a good one.
All right, number 15, the New England Patriots, DJ.
Oh, boy.
I'll run this one up. I know that they don't have a great track record at this position, but Devontae Smith is staring them right in the face. Just take him. Take him right now, and what you'll figure out the quarterback thing with a veteran, but you need a legit number one guy. I think he could be that.
All right, finally, Colin Cowherd, the Arizona Cardinals, number 16.
This is really hard for me because they need a corner. They need special teams help. They could use receivers. This is a hard one for me. This is the hard one. I'm not going to say Christian Darrisaw, Virginia Tech. I think they could use offensive line help because Kyler got whacked a lot last year. Okay, I'm going to roll the dice on this. You're going to crush me. God, I'm trapped. I don't like another edge. You know what I'm going to say? No, they don't. Do you trust Chandler Jones? I'm going to get on the phone here and call somebody. Do you trust Chandler Jones, or would you draft another edge rusher?
You can never have enough edge
rushers.
Okay,
I'm going to go.
Healthy or not.
Quiddy Pay, Michigan. They have a lot of needs. I think he's explosive. They went and got Simmons last year. I don't think their offense is the issue. I think he, of their many needs, I think he's... by the way, you're in a division with Matt Stafford, Russell Wilson, Jimmy Garoppolo, that's a really good bunch of quarterbacks you have to face. I got to make them uncomfortable, so I'm going to go him. Quiddy Pay.
Quiddy Pay is going to weigh 270-something pounds. He's going to run in the high 4.5s. He is a freak show as an athlete. So when you have Isaiah Simmons and Buda Baker, you've got some real speed on that defense. Now, I like that one.
Look at this. So overall, you can go ahead and rip me. What was my worst pick?
Well, I mean, to me, I can justify the Kyle Pitts thing because of, you know, moving forward with Sam Darnold. I understand that. I just don't think that if the Eagles are sitting there at pick number 6 and we've only had one quarterback come off the board, I don't think that Jalen Hurts has shown enough that I'm going to bypass the opportunity to take one of those other guys.
No, so you're going to ruin Jalen Hurts too.
he's the 50th pick who did some good things, but not enough for me to bypass one of these other guys who carry a higher grade.
All right, that was fun. I had a lot of fun. I'm not gonna. That was the most fun.
We went through 15 picks. I have my order right here, just of my how I have them rated. We're 15 for 15. I think you've been cheating. I think you've been reading off my list. The first 15 picks were my top 15 players. cheating.
In your face, current GMs. By the way, I didn't have notes.
Cheating.
You know where my notes are, Daniel? Boom, right up here.
Yeah. Joy. I can't see. Were you sliding him notes across the floor?
I just
there?
Send how them. Did, I make paper planes and send them over.
Oh my
there.
God, that is honestly my favorite segment in the history of my career.
That was fun.
In my entire career, that's the most fun I've ever had. Okay, Daniel.
Which means there's zero chance any of this crap happens. That's all that means.
All right. He does at Move the Sticks is his Twitter account. It's phenomenal. He's super smart. Good talking to you, buddy.
Good to see you, pal. Good to see you, Joy.
You
good
too.
To see you. God, that was great. I can shut the show down right now.
It was like, fun.
Boom. I don't have my phone today.
Yeah, I don't know how you did that, but
I think it's that desperation that got me.
What
rolling.
Are you over under? How many missed texts do you have? I'm gonna guess
46.
I was gonna set it at 50.
You know what I'm gonna get? I bet you I got 32 GMs calling to ask if I'd like to be a scout after that.
Yeah,
you had 32 GMs. Were like, do you know I got 15 of his 50? His 15 highest rated players. We got them. Listen, my Philadelphia Eagle pick is just real simple. You already ruined Carson Wentz.
No, I totally agree with you.
So you're going to ruin Jalen Hurts?
I agree. I think someone told the Eagles that having a quarterback competition is a good thing.
Yeah, is it like a Baylor? It's not in the NFL. All right, Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, Lakers on a four-game losing streak, which is their longest since 2019. They lost to the Jazz 114-89 last night. They've been struggling without Anthony Davis and Dennis Schroeder. But LeBron believes they'll regain their form as the season progresses.
You know, and everyone has to, you know, been put in positions that they, you know, wouldn't be put in under normal circumstances. But, you know, it's always about staying confident, continuing to give my teammates the courage and the confidence out there on the floor and to make plays. And, you know, it's a tough stretch for us, but you know, if you know, this won't define who we will be for the rest of the season and for the long haul, that's for sure.
Yeah, maybe AD can get healthy. That'd be nice.
Well, they're hopeful to get Schroeder back on Friday after he clears protocol, so he will hopefully be able to play. LeBron has the worst three-point shooting percentage of all players in the month of February with a minimum of 50 attempts.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when, once again, LeBron can't count on anybody.
Yeah, I don't think that's LeBron's fault. Or the Lakers having the second worst three-point shooting percentage in the NBA over the last six games. I think they're trying to compensate for those points you're missing with AD and Schroeder being out. Like I said, Schroeder will hopefully be back on Friday. I don't think they should rush AD back because they do want him to be healthy for the playoffs, but you also can't risk slipping too far down in the playoff race. And the West is tough. So yeah. I don't think they're going to slip out of the playoffs, not being that dramatic, but they've got to figure some things out. I think it'll improve when Schroeder's back. But the question is, as always, is Anthony Davis going to be available for the playoffs and through the playoffs as they are traveling now? Last year, they were in the bubble. They didn't have the travel. They didn't have the wear and tear. And they got a nice break in the middle of the season. So they were all healthy. I don't know. I really am a little bit concerned about what the Lakers are going to look like late in the playoffs with Anthony Davis having this kind of injury already. So the tension between Russell Wilson and the Seahawks is reportedly growing. And rumors are that Wilson could be on his way out of Seattle. Adam Schefter tweeted that he has not demanded a trade, according to his agent, Mark Rogers. Wilson has told the Seahawks he wants to play in Seattle, but if a trade were considered, the only teams he would go to are the Cowboys, Raiders, the Saints, and the Bears. He also has a no-trade clause in his contract, so obviously he can say where he goes. We kind of ran down which of these would be the most ideal place. The Cowboys are the only team of these four that has cap space entering next season. Saints have have the least amount of cap space of all teams in the NFL entering next season. So the Cowboys have $19.4 million in cap space. The Saints are almost $70 million over the cap. The Raiders are projected $9 million over the cap, and the Bears are projected $2.5 million over the cap. I would say the Saints would be the number one destination for me if I'm Russell Wilson, just because of what the pieces that they have around. Obviously, they have to lose some of those pieces because they are way over the cap. But you have Sean Payton, who is a Super Bowl winning coach. You have a lot of weapons, so even if you had to move one, you still have a lot of offensive weapons. Offensive line is good, and you have a good defense. So it goes to the Cowboys, the Raiders, and Bears from there.
If the Cowboys want to clear some cap space, you could do worse than call New England and say, listen, you don't draft receivers worth a crap. we'll give you Amari Cooper, and then the Patriots on the 15th pick, because I think they'll go with Cam. Like, New England can't draft receivers. What does New England want, though? It's a complicated system that you need to be detailed and a good route runner. You can do way worse than Amari Cooper. You got CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup. You're not getting rid of them. They're cheaper. That's where Dallas could clear space. I said this last year. I like Amari Cooper. You can move Amari Cooper to teams that have struggled to draft wide receivers. New England's number one. And you're not going to draft the rookie quarterback, Mac Jones, and then not have a veteran receiver there. You're going to get Edelman back, but he's a two. N'Keal Harry's a four.
I mean, if I'm Dallas and I love Dak Prescott a lot, Russell Wilson is better than Dak Prescott. And they are instantly, whereas we really don't know who the best team in that division is now, they are instantly the best team in the division with Russell Wilson, or you very least have the best quarterback. I mean, look around the division. Washington doesn't have a quarterback.
No,
Saints, the Eagles don't have a quarterback.
Saints get Russell Wilson. They're a Super Bowl co-favorite with Tampa and New Orleans tomorrow. Those three teams are significantly better.
No, I think the Saints and the Cowboys are contenders immediately. Now, the Cowboys are still a ways off, but that's a big deal if either of them can get them. So the Bucs have a lot of notable free agents, and the team is going to look a little different when they try to repeat as champions next season. But regardless of how many guys they keep in free agency, Bruce Arians has already told the team they'll be starting over in 2021.
You know, when I said goodbye, we said goodbye to this season, this team. Next year is a different team. When we come back, we're not Super Bowl champs. We're just the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah, we had a long talk about that when we broke up as a team. And so congratulations, but this team's history. Next year is a whole new ball club, man. Ain't nothing. We ain't done.
It's a good mentality to have, though. And it is a little bit of a Patriots mentality to that is how they look at it every single season. That's why they come into the season talking about New England versus everybody, and nobody takes us seriously, even though they were obviously throughout the dynasty favored every single year. But it's a good mentality to have. You haven't proven anything. It's a whole new season. You're gonna have new pieces.
If I was Bruce Arians after they won a Super Bowl, I'd say, okay, you get 15 days. I don't want you to think about football. And then at the 15-day mark to the 25-day mark, I want those 10 days. I want you to start setting goals on who you want to be and what you want to be. Then we go back to work. 25 days. 15, don't think about football. 10, I want you to visualize and start thinking about how you want to reshape your body, reshape your life, reshape your finances. And then we're going back to work. There's a new... Because the reality is, with sports, is you got to give people time to celebrate.
Right.
2 weeks, go to the Caribbean. 10 days, now I want you back thinking about the sport. I'm not asking you to get in great shape.
Well, when was Brady back working out?
8 days.
Like 8 days?
Yeah. So he's weird. So let's just get it. Like, Tom's different.
Else. Yeah.
But I think you have to give... But I don't think you tell guys, hey, go take 2 months off. I don't think it works.
No,
I think
no,
you got to
no.
get your mind straight before your body gets there.
And I think this is the right, like I said, I think it's the right mentality. You don't want to carry the idea that, no, we're Super Bowl champs and we already accomplished something. It's a totally new season and it can go many different ways.
Awesome. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
You know, we were going to play a game next segment. I don't know if I have time. I want to talk more about this Russell Wilson thing. We're going to dig into the internet and find some stuff. So we'll come back and give you the latest on Russell Wilson, Seahawks. Listen, we've gone from leak, huge story, teams I would play for. So you can figure it out. It's getting uncomfortable.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Gotta get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
If you have 30 free minutes, you never have to worry about a break-in at your home again. That's how quick it is to set up a security system from SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeColin.com, customize your system, get a free security camera too. So Russell Wilson, through his agent, has said he'd like to play in Seattle. He is not demanding a trade, but here's the four teams he would play for if given the option: the Cowboys, the Saints, the Raiders, and the Bears. It would not necessarily even be an option because Russell has a no-trade clause in his contract, so in the end, Wilson holds all the cards. The New Orleans Saints make a lot of sense. The New Orleans Saints need to shed cap. They need to shed some players. For instance, they can get rid of Quan Alexander, and it's not
not a lot of dead money. So they'll probably move off Quan Alexander if they wanted to get Russell Wilson at $13 million. They're still like $55 million over the cap. They have Janoris Jenkins at $14 million. Would Pete Carroll love a really high-end corner for Russell Wilson? I mean, you're going to get three first-round picks. So my guess is Pete Carroll's like, all right, I need three first-round picks, and I need players. Because you'd shed Russell Wilson's contract. Would you take Janoris Jenkins, $14 million, and a bunch of picks? That could benefit both them. I don't think he would not want Jameis Winston, though. He's a turnover-prone guy, and I do think Taysom Hill is really limited. Listen, what Russell Wilson wants and what Pete Carroll want is to win. They just want to have a say, and Pete has it, and Russell doesn't have a say, and that's the rub here. Listen, the Seahawks have to draft a quarterback if they don't get Russell Wilson. So if you look at who's got good draft picks, Dallas is close to the top. Could you make a deal with Dak? Now, Dallas could be saying, listen, we're going to pay Dak 35. We'll inherit Russell for 35. I could see that. And then Pete Carroll gets Dak, who doesn't throw a lot of interceptions, who probably isn't as who's mobile, is probably not seeking the kind of power and say Russell Wilson wants. So could I get Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson, and three first-round picks? That's interesting. I think Jerry would love to have Russell Wilson. And I think Dak Prescott wins a lot of games when he's healthy. So, I mean, that makes some sense. I could see Dallas doing that. So Russell's only going to play for four teams. I don't think the Raiders is where he should go. And I don't think the Bears is where he should go. I think the Cowboys and Saints make sense. I mean, from Jerry Jones' standpoint, I got to pay $35 million for a quarterback. I'll take Russell.
But is Dak a free agent after this year?
Well,
Or do they have one more?
He's a free agent now.
So they sign him to the tag and then trade him. But then after that.
Well, yeah, again. Pete Carroll tends to like guys like Derek Carr who don't take big risks and don't throw picks. So what could the Raiders give them? So the Raiders get Russell Wilson, and he would probably say, listen, give me three firsts and Derek Carr.
The Raiders is so interesting, though, just because of the division.
I just don't like that for Russell Wilson. Yeah. I like it. That's the best probably Pete can do. If the Raiders gave him three firsts and Derek Carr, Derek doesn't turn the ball over. And Derek, again, is not a guy that's going to go demanding into an office for something. So, you know, for Pete, I got a quarterback who can win a bunch of games, and I get three firsts.
How does this happen?
It's when you don't take care of your stars.
I don't get it. You don't even have to do what he says. Just pretend like you're interested.
It's crazy. But, I mean, God, the story, we've had like five. I mean, it's
oh, no, it's a thing. I think at this point we can...
Yeah, like we're not just making up leads.
This is a thing.
This is a... By the way, every 4 hours now, you're getting a new thing. The supplement I take every morning. I try to eat right. I worked out. I played tennis poorly yesterday. Go to mdriveformen.com today. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with MDrive. Well, go read that piece in The Athletic. That's a fine subscription newspaper business. My phone... It could be on fire right now. I am so interested to see the reaction from my mock draft. I'm going to be mocked by a lot of people. That's all I know. So thanks to Joy and everybody for today's show. Tomorrow's already Friday. God, the way this thing is working, Russell Wilson could be traded by, you know, late this afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow. It's The Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.